Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
None on earth unmoved can
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Thank you, Lord. You will never leave us nor forsake us. We say thank you. We say good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We say thank you. Oh, we come to hold on to your unchanging hand. We say thank you for your right hand continuously holding us up, Lord God. We say thank you how you kept us as we slept and slumbered on last night. We say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we say thank you. Oh, order our footsteps today. Lead and direct us in all truth today, Lord God, because we holding on to your unchanging hand. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We welcome you with a humble heart and a stretched out arm today, Lord God. We welcome you in our service today, Lord God. We welcome you in our homes on today. We welcome you in our neighborhoods on today. Have your way, Lord God. Rule and reign and deliver today, Lord God. Set free in the mind, body, soul, and spirit today. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Oh, we just come to say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, giving us this day our daily bread. We say thank you, Lord. You give us daily, you load us daily with our benefits, and we say thank you, Lord. You say forget not your benefits. We say thank you, Lord. Healing is a benefit. Strength is a benefit. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just thank you today, Lord God. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren to you, Lord God. We say have your way today in their lives, Lord God. Be a fence around them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up all the nursing homes, assisting living to you today. In the name of Jesus, have your way there, Lord God. Deliver and set free that only you can do. We lift up everyone in the hospitals on today, Lord God. The children hospital today, Lord God. Have your way in the hospital today, Lord God. Have your way in the emergency rooms on today, Lord God. Your will be done. Not my will, but your will. Not my way, but your way. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Because this is the day the Lord hath made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. In spite of what's going on around us, we still rejoice because you the great I am that I am. Whatever we need you for, you're right there. And we say thank you for your right hand holding us up. We come pleading the blood of Jesus to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. And welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. We welcome you in our services on today, Lord God. From the pulpit to the children's church today, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Because it's all about you, Lord God, not about me. Huh? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, come bless the Lord with me today. He's worthy to be praised. We will look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. Our peace comes from the Lord. He said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank him for peace today. Oh, we lift up all the bereaved families all over the land today. We thank you for being their comforter today, their guide today. In the name of Jesus, order in their footsteps today, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Place the right people in their path that will encourage them in you, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because you will never leave us nor forsake us. You reign on the just and the unjust. And we say reign today, Lord God. Reign today, Lord God. Your healing power, your drawing power, your wonder-working power moving in this hour. May you be continuously glorified. Have your way today, Lord God. Because we are nothing without you, Lord God. We can do nothing without you, Lord God. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. And we thank you for strength today. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We're nothing without you. Have your way.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, we magnify you and we glorify you, Father God, for all that you have done and all that you're doing in the lives of your people, Father God. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name, oh, Father God. We bless you, oh, Father God, for even giving us the breath of life this morning, oh, Father God, so that we may move and have our being in you today, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for our loved ones, oh, Father God. We thank you for the ones who's fighting the good fight of faith, oh, Father God, who are standing strong, oh, Father God, and that is not wavering, oh, Father God, and not being tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, but standing upon your word, oh, Father God, because in you, oh, Father God, there is strength. Because of you, oh, Father God, there is victory. And I admonish my brothers and sisters to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I decree and declare that the armor of God be put upon us, O Father God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, O Father God, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, O Father God, because our trust, O Father God, is in you and in you alone, O Father God. We thank you for what you're doing for your families, O Father God, here upon earth. We thank you, O Father God, for your healing virtue going throughout the land. We thank you, O Father God, for strengthening our bodies, O Father God, to go through the things that we are going through, O Father God, but still standing upon your word, O Father God, no matter what, O Father God. And we thank you for your word, O Father God, which is the pillars of our faith and our foundation of your word on which we stand upon, O Father God, in the area of healing, O Father God, in the area of overcoming, O Father God, and in the area of love, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for giving that to us, O Father God, and for closing the door, O Father God, to the enemy, O Father God, in the areas that he may have creeped in, O Father God. Oh, Father God, but you have given us your word, oh, Father God, that we are able to stand strong, oh, Father God, and not be moved, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your armor, oh, Father God, being put upon us, oh, Father God. Because even in your word, oh, Father God, you say you are the vine, and that we are the branches, oh, Father God, and that if a man abides in you, oh, Father God, and I in him, just as the Father, oh, Father God, have given us to Christ, O Father God, and Father God dwells in Christ, and Christ dwells within us, O Father God. So we have that confidence in you, O Father God, to know, O Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, we honor you, and we glorify you, O Father God, for all that you're doing, O Father God. Father God, even in your word, oh, Father God, your word said to stand and see the great things which the Lord will do before our eyes, oh, Father God. The things which are impossible with men are possible with you, oh, Father God, because you are not a man that you should lie, oh, Father God. And we stand upon that, oh, Father God, not being tossed to and fro, oh, Father God. But we thank you for your patience, oh, Father God, because patience is having its perfect work within us, oh, Father God, so that we may be perfect and complete, oh, Father God, lacking nothing, oh, Father God. And I thank you, oh, Father God, for your word residing within us, oh, Father God. I thank you, oh, Father God, for keeping our thoughts covered, oh, Father God, in your blood, oh, Father God. I thank you, oh, Father God, for the healing virtue going forth, oh, Father God, throughout the land for your people, oh, Father God. I thank you, and I honor you, and I glorify you, O Father God. And I thank you for what you're doing, O Father God, in this dispensation and season of time, O Father God. O Father God, we magnify you, we glorify you. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
We're getting ready to celebrate. Get ready for the Family Values Conference 2021 and birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. This happens October 29th through 31st, 2021. The theme, God's Divine Grace to Rule and Reign.
Family Values Conference and birthday celebration 2021. Here we go.
It kicks off Friday night, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry,
231 East 146th Street,
Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor,
the guest speaker,
Pastor Mel Flowers,
Kingdom Harvest Family Church,
Olympia Fields, Illinois.
On Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m.
Your tickets are $70.
It's the formal thanksgiving and birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews
at First Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street,
Harvey, Illinois.
The guest speaker,
Mother Judy Hines, overseer of Overcomer International Network. Sunday, October 31st at 11 a.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor.
The guest speaker,
Bishop Gary Wheeler of Changing Word Church International, Orlando, Florida.
Get ready for a praising good time.
October 29th through 31st, 2021.
The Family Values Conference, 2021.
And birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
A celebration that you do not want to miss.
So here's what you do.
Make plans to be there.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Time to praise. Get your fruit. Give him the praise.
We come.
what you are to me, Jesus. You are the Holy One. Thank you, Jesus. So pure, perfect and so true, hallowed be thy name,
so divine,
so pure.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Top of the morning to you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time. Hallelujah. Where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher, Lorraine Matthews, and I bless you, you, and you for joining us on today. We give God all the praise, the glory, and honor for all that he's doing, and certainly we are in a pivotal time in the land where so much is happening, but God getting the victory over it on this day. So we bless the Lord for you that are joining us from different parts of the world. And certainly we give God all of the glory and honor for all that he's doing in our life and through our life on today. Amen. Let's move into the word of God on today. And I want to take this time to thank our intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry gifts, kingdom leaders, and those that are joining us on today. Bless the Lord for you intercessors and prayer warriors on today. We just bless the Lord for you and just honor God for who you are in the kingdom. Certainly, we don't take it lightly. You're great. work and your worth in the body. I bless you on today. I thank God for you on today. Man, so many things are happening in the world. And I tell you, it's just thanking God just to be here in the land, be here in the land of the living with our strength, our mind, our spirit, heart, and our soul to do what we do. Certainly we thank God for it on today and honor him for all that he's given us and doing in our life. Certainly I won't tarry long today. Turn with me to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter number 1. The book of Philippians chapter number 1. And as we prepare that, I want to prepare the people for this week. This is the week of the conference. Our Family Value Conference 2021. A lot is unveiled. So you are part of it. We just thank God for those who are excited about the conference 2021 and all the promoters doing for them and for us on this day. I am just giving him all the glory and the honor to us in a situation. And we just bless the Lord for it. His omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, all knowing move on our life and our life and through our life. So thank you, God. You just have to celebrate God for his greatness. But I tell you, and nothing from the Lord that is with us on our side and our life. Some of the stuff we're doing in the stream, we think I do it without. Oh, God, I'll not for that. Bless the Lord for that. And all that he is doing in us and through us on this day. All right, we're gonna administrator Brian, I want you to bring another song in. And then we're going to go right into the word of the Lord, God. Certainly, we're not going to be long. Bring that other song in by Bishop Lance Allen. I'm dedicating this week to him. Many know he passed away. It'll be on my birthday next Sunday. So we bless the Lord for the great King and leader. And then we're going to have that commercial and come back with a brief word from the Lord and prepare ourselves for our Sunday morning matter. It's going to be a blessing for the people of God. Let's continue to pray for those family. Pray for them. Our great kingdom leader. Pray for one of our leaders that lost their job. Sister Tim, pray for her family, the Tillman family, and those who lost loved ones. We continue to lift them up, even our leadership and our prayers, and just keeping them close to the altar because it's great. It's a lot of pain when you lose someone you love so dearly. So we're praying for them and keeping them lifted up before the Lord. Administrator Mike, bring that song in, and we'll be right back, people of God.
Been to Paris in the spring or the fall. I've never been to India, see the Taj Mahal. Oh no, no. I've never been to Switzerland, no, no. See the Winter Games play. I've never been to New Orleans on Carnival of Mardi Gras, yeah. Never been to London on a foggy day. Ooh, I've never been to a gondola play. I can only make it to heaven, that would be good enough for me, because heaven is where I want to be.
Through 31st, 2021, the theme, God's Divine Grace to Rule and Reign.
Family Values Conference and Birthday Celebration 2021. Here we go.
It kicks off Friday night, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry,
231 East 146th Street,
Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor.
The guest speaker,
Pastor Mel Flowers,
Kingdom Harvest Family Church,
Olympia Fields, Illinois.
On Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m.
Your tickets are $70.
It's the formal thanks note and birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews at First Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. The guest speaker, Mother Judy Hines, overseer of Overcomer International Network. Sunday, October 31st at 11 a.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor.
The guest speaker,
Bishop Gary Wheeler of Changing Word Church International, Orlando, Florida.
Get ready for a praising good time.
October 29th through 31st, 2021.
The Family Values Conference, 2021.
And birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
A celebration that you do not want to miss.
So here's what you do.
Make plans to be there.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
This is called I Belong to You.
Sing right here.
I belong to you.
Really do, yeah.
Amen. All right, let's move into the word of the Lord God. We bless the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for your word. We thank you for how to handle your word, because you said in your word, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with you, and the word was you. So in the beginning, God, there existed only you, and you created us as your word. And we are an example of the word in the earth, man. And we know that there's nothing else that comes between us and you but the word. And Father, we know that we are. And we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Now by the power and authority of God and the ability of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. The book of Philippians chapter number 1, verses number 1. This is Paul writing, actually. I want to move. Let's just read it. Paul to Timothy, the servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ, which are at Philippi, with the bishops, deacons, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making requests with joy. For your fellowship is, or your fellowship in the gospel, from the first day unto now, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, insomuch as both in bond, in my bond, and in defense and confirmation of the gospel. Ye all are partakers of my grace, for God is my record, how greatly I long after you all, and in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may prove things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense to the day of Jesus Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Christ Jesus, unto the glory and praise of God. Hallelujah. Paul letter to the Philippian believer. The book of Philippians opens us up with talking about Paul having joy in the midst of suffering. And he talks about having joy in serving God. Talks about having joy in believing God. And he talks about joy in giving to the cause of Christ. And this particular writing of Philippians, Paul is thanking the Philippians for the gift that they had sent him, and to strengthen these believers by showing them their true joy come from Jesus the Christ alone. Paul in this writing here is encouraging the believers to really be strengthened in the midst of adversity challenges. Paul originated in Philippi by way of a preaching experience. Paul and his companion or his team began to preach in the church at Philippi on his second journey. And this was the first church established on the European continent. And so the Philippian church had sent gifts to
the church. And the believers there to be delivered to Paul. Paul was in a Roman prison at this time. And he wrote this letter to thank them for their gift and their encouragement in their faith. So Paul writes verse number 6. He says to them, being confident of this very thing, he who has begun a good work in you will perform that work until the day of Jesus Christ. So the Spirit of the Lord God, Paul was saying to them, I may be incarcerated, but my mind is not incarcerated by the system. Paul was locked in prison, yet his influence, the church at Philippi, was the influence that broke rank for breakthroughs for the people at Philippi. So he's talking now from a place of being in prison, but he was not in prison in his mind. So he says to the people at Philippians, you have to be confident in everything. So being confident in this very thing, he which had begun a good work. Notice here, he said, a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. The work of God in us is the work of art on our behalf for us. So the word confidence here is feeling and the showing our strength in oneself, in assurance of oneself in God, and positively nothing else that can come between the relationship you have with God and what God has allowed you to experience. Notice I hear here, he allowed you to experience. Paul did not lose sight of his assignment, his mandate, and actually what he was supposed to do. He was able to stay strong being locked in prison. And because he was locked in prison, his mind was not incarcerated by the prison system. Even though he was locked up, Paul was able to write to the ministry that he was able to establish. And this particular one with the church at Philippi, by letting them know he was thanking them for the blessing that they were to him, in spite of where he was or the situation that was he was in. His influence did not change because of his income. It was the outcome of his income. His income was based upon what God gave him. His outcome was the result of how God allowed him to influence the people at the church at Philippi, because actually the church at Philippi was established by a journey by Paul in Acts chapter 6 when he was preaching the gospel after being exiled from teaching in the areas, in the arenas for 3 months of those churches. And because they did not like Paul teaching, because he was dealing with a new movement that he was bringing about the righteousness of Christ. And he was not part of the original 12, but he was established by the presence of God. And so because he was not part of the original 12, that you had religious people or those who did not believe that Paul was actually supposed to be this disciple or this apostle of the Lord. And then he had to also deal with those who were connected with Apollos, who were also not connected with him because of where Paul came from. Notice now that Paul's background was not connected to the life of Yeshua. He was more connected to the religious system. Paul came out of a background of understanding 16 different languages, and he understand the ancient ways, and he knew how to maneuver. He was actually given a letter by the church, by the priest, to go against the believers because he was changing the way they taught, lived, and responded. Their ways were more idol worship and ancient deity, and Paul was following those ways until he had a visitation at Damascus, and his visitation at Damascus was a transformation from the Father to his life. And after his transformation, Paul began to preach the things of the believers at the church of Philippi. And he was teaching and ministering to those churches in those areas of Macedonia. And he was bringing the word of God alive, and he was influencing, impacting the lives of the people. And through these impacts, Paul meets a damsel at that in Philippi while preaching the gospel, and she knew that he was preaching the truth because while she was following him, she tells Paul, "You all are preaching Jesus," and she's celebrating what they were. But she was a damsel. She used divination for that region, and they used her gift for gain. And so Paul, after a while, he began to talk. He was preaching, and all of a sudden he stopped and noticed he cast the devil out of the woman, and the woman did not have the power of divination no longer. And her servant that she served, who she served under his power and authority, found out that her power, she didn't have the power any longer. And so they came up against Paul and got the magistrate of the city because of his influence and his ability to take over demonic territory and region. He cast the spirit out of the woman of God. He cast the spirit out of her, and her ability and her strength to use it for gain, they had it no longer. So they began to arrest Paul and accuse him of false preaching and false teaching, and he was beaten a day and locked in a prison. And out of that experience came the church at Philippi, because the jailer got converted through the midnight experience of the breakout of the presence of praise and worship in that place, and he broke out. He was going to actually kill himself, but Paul stopped the suicidal mission right in the middle of preaching the word of God. And the church at Philippi was birthed from that. And so Paul was preaching to the church at Philippi, letting them know that you must understand that you have to be confident of this very thing. He who has begun a good work in you will perform that work to the day of Jesus Christ. And he was thanking them for the letters that they had sent and the influence that he had over their lives to bring changes to their lives and to change the way they were living, to change the way they were acting because of who Paul was and the influence that Paul had on their lives. And so his influence that he had on their life, he was thanking them from ever remembering all of the things they've done and how they were a blessing to him. And he said in every prayer of mine, he was making a request of joy. Paul was having joy being locked in prison. He was having joy being sharing the word of God, because nothing can stop a man, a woman of God who maintain the strength, the power, and the joy of God. No matter what's going on in your life, stay in that place of God. He said, being confident of this very thing, he who has begun a good work in you will perform that work unto the day of Jesus Christ. God was performing the word here. Confidence is having a feeling and belief that you can do anything and succeed in anything, no matter what goes on around you. I am confident in God. Most people think when you're confident, they look at it as arrogance. It's not arrogance, it's confidence, because you trust totally in God. I trust totally in God. No matter what goes on around me, the test of time, the trial of time, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. The problem with many people in the world, they see where you at right now, and I mean, they look at where you were, and they've been in ministry, they've been in involved in things a long time, and it appeared to God, it appeared to them that you're superseding them. You're not superseding them. They're just trying to figure out how are you succeeding since they started first. It's your ability to be confident in God. Hang on in there. Don't quit now. We are at a pivotal crossroad in the land, and what you're watching now will no longer exist in the next several years. What you're watching now will no longer exist in months down the road. You're watching people now enjoying the luxury of life because they enjoying the materialistic thing. Your joy comes from the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God give you joy to enjoy the carnal things of Him. It's because of the strength of God. Look at the mind of people. Look at the way people are acting. Look at the things that are going on. Look at the competition in the world. Look at people trying to outdo other people, and they can never succeed because they don't have the blueprint to your destiny and the power to the deity that's inside you. You have to be confident. So Paul is saying to the people there, you got to be confident. I am in prison, but my mind is not prison. I am not incarcerated. I'm still anointed. I'm still powerful. No matter what is against me, you have to maintain the strength of God, the glory of God, and the power of God. And many people cannot do that. Many people cannot hang on in there. Every obstacle that come their way, they throw in the towel. Every time a trial come their way, they have to tell people about it. Most people, they are not concerned necessarily about what you're going through. They have more issues in their life than yours. You can sit and talk to people for 10 hours about all of the pressure and the pain that you're going through, and they sitting there thinking about all of the issues that they're faced with. But then be confident of this thing. He who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He will do it for you. He's with you. He's going to be there, having joy in the midst of adversity, having joy when the land is continually creating confusion, having joy when things don't look like it's joyful, having joy when people are pulling on you, snatching for you, having joy when you lose loved ones. And lose them, and knowing that they're going on to be with the Lord, and they're part of the great cloud of witnesses. They're cheering you on now in this season of your life, having joy when things are at its worst, but you're not at your worst. Having joy when the stress and the pressure of life is on you. Having joy when you preach and touch people's lives and influence their lives, and no one can touch or influence your life, and they believe the only way they can influence your life is create intimacy in your life, when it's not always about intimacy. It's about eternally understanding the conversation of being who you are in God. You to be able to know the things of God and the power of God. People think they have solution to who you are and what you are, but your confidence comes from the strength and the power of what God is to your life. That is why Paul understood that this letter of writing, he was thanking them for the gift, but he was honoring them for their obedience. He was thanking them. Verse number 3, he said, for your fellowship in the gospel, your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart in so much as both in bond and in defense. So you're binded with me. And when somebody is messing with you, I still stand with you in defense because I know how to pray. I may not be able to touch you, but I can pray for you. Bind and defense and confirmation of the gospel. You are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in my bowels in Jesus Christ. In other words, Paul said, no matter what's going on, we always going to be friends. I long for you. You're my friend. I always pray for you. I keep you all lifted up because our relationship at Philippi started off strained. Have you ever connected with somebody that your relationship was strained, but all of a sudden it turns from being strained, from being strange, into being phenomenal. You would never think that you would be where you at with people in life. That is what Paul was saying to the church at Philippi, his relationship he built with them and the grace that God gave him. Verse 9, he said, "In this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in the knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Jesus Christ." And see, some people take offense because of rejection and what they've been through. He said, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are of Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Praise God no matter what it looks like. You have to praise God no matter what happened or what's happening, no matter what's happening in your life. Continue to give God the praise. Continue to stay steadfast. When you look at the other chapters in Philippians, this book is unique in so many ways because Paul is talking about having joy being incarcerated, having joy being in prison. But the joy was not being locked up. The joy was the confidence of the power of God that was in him. He was locked in prison, but his mind was not in prison. There's so many people right now that a mind is locked to this virus. Their mind is locked to the diseases. And I was up last night doing some deep, in-depth study of the book of Genesis and the infirmament from the infirmament, and how God was really opening me up to the epistology of the world and how the eons of the world are done and how the systems of controlling mind of people and locking them in a zone where their mind is locked up. So many people's mind is locked up. If you don't have the code or the gateway to bring them out, they would be totally, utterly lost in the abyss of their own fears and their own mindset. My prayer today for the believers is to stay in that place of God. Be strong in him. Continue to love God. And when I say love the Lord, that means in you is the love of God. Because the love of God is in you. The presence of God is in you. And the power of God is in you. Lean on him in these times. He's your hope. He's your aspiration. Don't put confidence in flesh. It will let you down. Your confidence must be in God and totally in the Lord. He's our lifeline. He is your lifeline. God is our lifeline. And the word confidence means having the feeling and belief that you can do anything, succeed at anything, and strong at anything, and having the strength and the power to do it with full conviction and full truth. Truth worthy and confident in God. I told you there are many, we all have a mega ministry right now, but we don't all have a mega sound in the land. trust the Lord and that his will be done. I realize even in our prayer life and when many people pray, some of us, we all pray in the same thing. And so we have to ask God what to pray about. And when we ask God what to pray about, we pray about what God give us and stay in our lane in prayer. Because that's the power of prayer, the strength of prayer. If God give you something to teach or preach, preach from that place. Stay in that place of the Lord. Stay in that place of the Lord. And let God will be done for you. Don't flow with every wave of darkness. The word of God said that so many people are tossed and turned with every wave of doctrine, every wave of it. Stay in that place of the Lord. Let his will be done in your life and for your life today. And watch his mighty hand work for you and set you free from whatever it is that wants to hold you bound to the things of your past, to the things of the world. God is calling for transformer. Be not conformed, but be transformed. Conformed means copy. Transform means creative. There's inventions in all of us that have never been done on the earth, period. There's a gentleman right now that created, and you can Google it, he's a gentleman that created water from air, from oxygen in the air. And he housed natural water through an oxidation system. So when God created the firmament from the firmament, and he created the waters from the water, there's a water in our oxygen, in our atmosphere that is so great. And so he used it in Flint, Michigan, and he's getting ready to use it in Benton Harbor, where the water has been contaminated, and they put all of these different elements in the water we go by. I remember this clearly when I was about 8, 9, 10 years old. I can go to the filling station and fill up air and didn't have to pay a dime. Now you have to pay for it. I remember a time when you didn't buy water. You had it in your sink. And then if you didn't have the good water, our parents would boil the water and put it in the freezer, and we would drink it later on. The stuff we're paying for now, at one time we did not buy water. We didn't have to pay for air. These were all part of God's divine nature of things. But as we the world was creating more and more fear. If you ever noticed, most of us in the world and most of us that are living now, everything that we purchase now came from a place of fear. When people created fear, the price tag of everything went up. Look at the food chain. Everything is going up because fear. And everything is birthed from the place of fear. But when you walk in faith, you don't let fear create a price tag on you. Faith creates a wittiness in you. I'm going to say that one more time and I'm done. Everything that you see in the world that's happened come from the place of fear. When people control you with fear, they control your wealth and your ability. If you operate in faith, they can control you with fear. You create wittiness that creates your own price tag in life. If you don't walk around in fear, demons fear you. People fear you. And most people that have an issue with you in their life, it's not that they don't like you. It's because they fear what's in you. It reminds you of something they should have did or could have did, and they didn't know how to do it. It reminds you of the place that you are in God now. Paul was telling them at Philippi, establish the church. But my love for you is so great that I'm in prison. I still have joy knowing that your joy is presented through God. And the Spirit of God is in you. Keep the joy, saints. Be confident in God. Thank God you're here. And I say this with every part of me. If you was doing what you did today 10 years ago, it was too early. If you're doing what you're doing today 10 years, you're late. You was exact for this time. Everything in the eons and the infirmament was made for this exact time. You was not created for any other time in the universe, in the microwave, in the science, in the mathematics, in the physics, in the matrix of life, in the biology. You were created for the algebra and now. God designed you for this task. You're the best at what you can do at this time because you have a certain amount of time to do what you need to do in the earth realm. That's why when God raises us up, he always raises our replacement. Because he knows the time that he has. And so many people don't understand that time is a thief and eternity is a promise. If you just follow the eternal thing, you'll get the promise. Time is a thief. And many people have been robbed, not by you. They stopped their timing to examine your eternity and miss their humanity into their own eternity. If they only tap into their own eternity, they won't keep trying to examine your time through time. Most people that determine you through time, not eternity. You are eternity because you're creation. Every day you create something new. That every day that you do something new. I was at an event, and I was just talking to some people, and all of a sudden, God took me to a Kairos thing. And a young lady said, I watched my mom watch you on Facebook, and I listened. And she said, something about what you say, do something to me. I said, go a little deeper. She said, you relate. You relate to where I am. You relate. And I tell my mom, she don't understand. I said, because you are a prophetic genius. I said, there's creativity. I said, you got all kinds of papers sitting in your room on your table. You're writing. And I said, you have so many little books in you. She said, see, mom, he understands. She said, how did you know that? Because you got to tap into the gene of the people. People that are trying to determine me by time. I am eternity. I flow in eternity. They can't figure me out because I'm in eternity. That's why when people get mad at me, they get mad at me in time. I don't determine my life by time. I don't microscope my days by people time. I flow in another dimension. So when I flow in things of God, I can flow out. So people say, how are you able to do? I can do what I do because I do what I do in the presence of God. I don't do it from the flesh. Because flesh get tired, spirit live on. So if I die today, my spirit lives on. You have to understand the power of how you move. Paul was in a transitional place. He was in transit in a transition. He was in a hamathuzmadab. He was in a place in God so he can have joy being locked up. Just because you're locked up, that don't mean you're locked up in your mind. People can't take the confidence of God over your life. Every time things happen in people's life, they get locked in that time. When you tap into the eternal things of God, you're never lost. There's no beginning, no end to a matter. Stay in that place of God. Let his will be done in your life. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to the strength of God. Don't let people determine you by their time. They only operate through time. Faith is patience, best friend, and victory to purpose. If you just have faith and patience, connect. Faith comes by hearing. Patience comes by understanding that it's not now. It's the process of understanding how to get it. and how to get it through faith is a sound. If I create what I want, I don't have to steal it and be like anybody. That's why I tell God, bless my enemy. He'll leave me alone. If you bless my enemy, God, he'll leave me alone. You bless the enemy, he'll leave you alone because he's trying to be like you. Be like God. Do everything God tells you. And then if God decides to bless the enemy who's trying to be like you, if he's not happy with his blessing, it's because he don't understand the power of the blessee and the blesser. So we have to walk in the presence of God, being confident that this very thing, he who has begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. The enemy is controlling so many people's flesh that they can never understand your spirit. Better be careful who you connect with right now. When favor is on you, don't hang with faith. Hang with purpose. And watch God release the promise. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify. We magnify your name. We thank you for what you're doing today. We thank you for the power of the purpose anointing. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you continue to establish it and use it for your glory. We thank you for the victory that you've given us. Thank you for the power that you've given us. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for it. Now, God, we bind up the hand of the enemy, and we land like every demonic power and presence. And we loose the people into the victory, Lord. We know that you are a healer. You are a redeemer. You are a strong tower. And we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Now, God, cover our mind right now. Strengthen our mind. Strengthen our will. Strengthen our way. In the name of Jesus, we blow the wind to the east, to the north, the south, and the west. Father, we decree and declare the infirmity from the infirmity. And we decree the waters from the water, God. And we decree the light from the darkness, God. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for what you're doing, God, in the epistology of our mind, God. Continue to use it for your glory, Father. Thank you right now for the power to understand you, Lord, and the wittiness to do it through the creativity of you. Lord, we thank you for it now. Let our mind continue to be in you. You say you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. We bless the Lord today. All right, thank you, God. Continue to stay in that place in God. And when I say stay in that place in God, don't let people determine to you what that place is. Whatever that place is that you can meet God at and commune with him and he can minister to you, stay in that place. That's a powerful place in the kingdom of God. Amen. And let his will be done on this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Being confident of this very thing. You have begun a good work in you and perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. Joy in the midst of suffering. Joy in the midst of challenges. Joy in the midst of everything around you. Don't look like it's working in your faith. Joy in the midst of it. Paul had. You can have it. It's in you. Trust the Lord. In everything that you do, and know that his will shall be done because it's in the spirit and the power and the presence of God. And he's doing great and mighty things for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. It is so. All right. Thanks to God, we're preparing ourselves for our Family Value Conference 2021. That's October 29th to the 31st. We're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord. And certainly we're looking forward to the Spirit of the Lord God being with us in these three powerful nights and services. And we're looking forward to seeing you in the place, as the Lord will bless these great kingdom leaders on Friday night. Pastor Mel Flowers from Olympia Field on Saturday. Mother Julie Hines will be coming. And Sunday morning, Bishop Gary Wheeler will be ministering a word from the Lord. Don't forget to purchase your tickets for the banquet, which is Saturday night from 6 o'clock to 10 p.m. Be a powerful time in the Lord. Friday night, great word from the Lord. We'll be doing it as well, Facebook Live. And we know you're going to be blessed by it, by the power and the presence of his word that night. So I'm looking forward to great kingdom leaders there in the atmosphere of what God is doing for each and every one of you all today. All right, if you're in the Chicagoland area, join us today at 11 a.m. in our sanctuary. We'll be administering the word from the Lord. If you've been following us, we've been teaching on the formula within. Powerful teaching has been blessing many, many people around the United States and the world. We bless the Lord. We'll continue with that. Or as the Lord lead, I'm always open to the presence of God. And the more our leadership understands that, they understand that God interrupts whatever schedule to make his own announcement. And God is doing so many things in our life. So I said, when we flow in the kairos of God, let his will be done. We don't interrupt what's scheduled. We just allow the will of the Lord to be done in our life and for our life on today. Amen. If you are in the city around the United States, join some of these great, powerful kingdom leaders. If you're in Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, join Restoration Truth Ministry Apostle Maurice Simmons and his wife, Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, in their sanctuary today. They will be doing a Facebook Live as well. If you are following some of the other kingdom leaders around the world, join them in their services, Dolly House of Deliverance, under the leadership of Pastor Carter, Overseer Apostle Russell Shebu, 4313 Linden Avenue, South Bend, Indiana. They do their service Facebook Live as well. Join them in their sanctuary as they minister in the Word of God. If you are in Marion, South Carolina, join Overseer Gady and her great leaders and pastors there. Join them, Pastor Aaron Myers and Assistant Pastor Dixon there, as they minister the Word of God, impacting the city in that region. As the Word of God comes alive, you are in the city of Toledo, Ohio. Join Elder Booker Dupree, the pastor now of New Bethel Church of God in Christ, 801 Van Street, 11 a.m. for their worship experience. These are all Eastern time zone. We bless the Lord for them and their services that will be going forth. You are in Joliet, Illinois. Join my dad in the services 11:30. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews and Mother Suzanne Matthews at the Way of Life Holiness Church. They're at 654 Patterson Road in the city of Joliet, Illinois. God is blessing them there. They are doing many great things. We come from the loins of the Matthews line. Thank God for Bishop and Mother Matthews, my mom and dad. And bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. Hallelujah. All right, saints, we're praying for you all. Believe me, you're in my prayers. If I have not talked to you, you're still in my prayers. If I talk to you, you're in my prayers. So you are in our prayers. So we continue to keep you lifted up. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank God for being with Apostle Perry on Friday night and their services, their prayer, praise, and worship experience there. We joined them in their sanctuary there, hosted by Prophetess Aura Holloway and what she's doing there in her ministry there and blessing God's people. Thank God for you. Thank God for our leaders that were able to come and be with us on that day. All right, if you have a question, comment for me, get one of your dial real quickly. We'll bring you in. Like I said, we won't tarry long. We're thanking God for you. This is the week, faith. Countdown is on to our Family Value Conference 2021 in the great city of Harvey, Illinois. We'll see you all in a sanctuary today, in the woman of God on today. All right, caller, God bless you on today, caller. 4303, God bless you on today. All right.
Prophet.
God bless you. Yes, caller 4303. God bless you, woman of God.
Oh, bless you, Prophet. I truly apologize. I didn't realize that my phone was off. I hit star 6 when I chimed in. I was texting so many people to get on the line. But I'm
all right.
Here. Thank you.
Bless you.
And
today.
Love you much.
Likewise. To you too, woman of God. Bless you on today. Amen. God bless you, caller 6182. 6182,
good
God
morning.
Bless you on today.
Good morning.
Top of the morning, Kingdom
Leader.
Bless
yes,
you
sir.
Too, woman of God.
This is Tina Rice, San Antonio, Texas. Good blessing to you also, Minister Rice, and all those great Kingdom Leaders also on the line. This
bless
was
you.
An on-time word for me. On-time word, and I'm thankful God released this word through you. For it was much needed in some answers and questions that I'm dealing with, especially with the word subdue. So you've taken me deeper into even looking more further into Genesis with the word, with other scriptures he's given me. But I thank you so much for being obedient in the study to release this word this morning. Amen.
Amen. Bless you on today, woman of God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for you today. And we thank God for the things of God on today. It's going to be a powerful word on today. For those who will watch it, join us on Facebook. Join us Facebook Live where we will be sharing the word of God again today. Actually, part 1, 2, and 3. Part 4 will be today. Amen. And we will be dealing with the formula within. Hallelujah, the formula within. And I'm going to tell you the rest of it. So you catch it live and pray for us that we continue to get the right people in position so we can do all of our recordings of our messages so that we can have them for our broadcast, not only our Facebook Live, but for our radio broadcast as well. We're making some provision to do what we need to do in the kingdom of God. Amen. So we thank God for the things of God on today. May the Lord continue to navigate you and keep you to that prayer. All right. Thank God today for honor the Lord for those kingdom leaders that are blessing us. If you want a copy of the word of God that was shared today, you can go to on today. You can go over to our once we end, you can come back here on Facebook Live and get a copy of it today. In its entirety here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, and go inside and get a copy of the Word of God in its entirety on today. And let it be a blessing to you, blessing to your heart, and blessing to your spirit on today. And it's available to you. If you want to be a blessing today to the ministry, you can go to our website at WeRestoreYou.org or you can go to Blog Talk. You can go to Cash App at Money Sign RFPIM. Cash App Money Sign RFPIM and be a blessing. Also, you can do it via Zelle at We Restore You. That's the letter U. At Yahoo.com. Amen. Amen. So I bless the Lord for you. Today is going to be a powerful word from the Lord. We're thanking God for it. And I honor the Lord for all that he's doing. Say to God, continue to be confident and strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let his will be done. Let his perfect will be done in you and through you. Follow peace with all men, the word of God, to the holiness without. No man shall see God or see his word or see the Lord. Thank God for you on today. Thanks of God. And we know. And his word and his will. Certainly we're looking forward to a powerful time this week. You can join us on Facebook with Drive Out with the Prophet throughout this week, and you can join us in any of our services throughout the week as we're ministering the Word of God. If you're in any cities that we're traveling in and you're connected with us, please let us know who you are so we can put a face with a voice and a voice with a face. It's always an honor to do that and connect with great men and women of God who are connected with the God that we serve. And so that we're serving a God that really loves us from the depths of his heart. Amen. All right, people of God, be blessed on today. Continue to walk in the victory of God and the purpose of God for our life and the mandate of your life. All right, have a phenomenal day. Don't forget to join us. 11:35, we'll be doing Facebook Live today and sharing the Word of God, going right into the Word of God and blessing his people. And throughout the week, we love to see you. Keep us in your prayer as we take this week and move into it with the strength and the power of God. Some of you will be receiving calls about assignments for our Family Value Conference 2021. All right, we'll talk to you soon. And Shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.
We're getting ready to celebrate. Get ready for the Family Values Conference 2021 and birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. This happens October 29th through 31st, 2021. The theme, God's Divine Grace to Rule and Reign.
Family Values Conference and Birthday Celebration 2021. Here we go.
It kicks off Friday night, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, the guest speaker, Pastor Mel Flowers, Kingdom Harvest Family Church, Olympia Fields, Illinois. On Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m.
Your tickets are $70.
It's the formal thanksgiving and birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews at First Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. The guest speaker, Mother Judy Hines, overseer of Overcomer International Network. Sunday, October 31st at 11 a.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, the guest speaker, Bishop Gary Wheeler of Changing Word Church International, Orlando, Florida. Get ready for a praising good time. October 29th through 31st, 2021, the Family Values Conference, 2021, and birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, a celebration that you do not want to miss. So here's what you do. Make plans to be there.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon.
The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon.
Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon. Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now.
You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
to Paris in the spring or the fall. I've never been to India, see the Taj Mahal. Oh no, no. I've never been to Switzerland, no, no. See the Winter Games play. Ooh, I've never been to New Orleans, oh. Carnival of Mardi Gras, yeah. Never been to London on a foggy day. Ooh, I've never been here a gondola play. If I can only make it to heaven, that would be good enough for me, because I have it. Where I want to be.
Through 31st, 2021.
The theme, God's divine grace to rule and reign.
Family Values Conference and Birthday Celebration 2021. Here we go. It kicks off Friday night, October 29th at 7 p.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. The guest
speaker, Pastor Mel Flowers, Kingdom Harvest Family Church, Olympia Fields, Illinois, on Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m.
Your tickets are $70.
It's the formal banquet and birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews at First Assemblies International Church, 14559 South Green Street, Harvey, Illinois. The guest speaker, Mother Judy Hines, overseer of Overcomer International Network, Sunday, October 31st at 11 a.m. at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. The guest speaker, Bishop Gary Wheeler of Changing Word Church International, Orlando, Florida. Get ready for a praising good time. October 29th through 31st, 2021. The Family Values Conference, 2021. And birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. A celebration that you do not want to miss. So here's what you do. Make plans to be there.
The new book is coming soon.
The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon.
Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Because of the amazing grace, I am saved. It's amazing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the